It was a contest where Scott and the progressive Democratic candidate Dean Corn had clear differences on many key issues. Corn is a big supporter of single-payer health care. Scott says he's a skeptic. Corn wants more people to pay their school property taxes based on their income, while Scott called for measures to control spending. Last night, Scott said that he thinks his victory is a clear sign that Vermonters need some relief from increasing tax burdens.
What I sense was that crisis of affordability, and property taxes is a major component of that. But it's not just property taxes, and it's not just the formula that we need to change. We need to reduce the amount we're spending if we're not going to bring more revenue in.
And Scott says it's imperative that lawmakers take concrete steps to strengthen the state economy.
And I feel as though we have to pay attention to the economy. We have to take measures to try and help businesses that are here, because the more they thrive, the more we thrive as a state.
For Corn, the contest was an effort to re-enter politics after serving in the legislature more than 15 years ago. Corn told his supporters that the race highlighted a number of important issues, and he's optimistic about the future of health care reform.
And my final thanks is to the voters who got out there and made our democracy work. Voting isn't everything, but it is the first thing. And I end up this arduous campaign even more optimistic than I began, that we are a progressive, small-p state.
Based on unofficial returns from last night, it appears that Scott will preside over a Senate where the Republicans picked up two seats. With victories in Franklin and Rutland counties, the GOP will now have 9 members in the Senate. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.